Hello, everyone. It's EJ here sipping on a rosé cocktail drink. I call it the Sweet Lovin' Valentine's Drink. This rosé wine that I used for this cocktail was from Josh Sellers Vintage 2022 edition, mixed with kiwi strawberry flavor sparkling water, a slice of lemon and strawberries, and fresh mint leaves to top it. If you don't have any mint leaves, you can also use fresh basil or rosemary leaves. They're all delicious. And you can feel free to get as creative as you like adding jalapenos or watermelon, raspberries, or whatever your choice of fruit that you want to add to this drink. You can find this recipe on my website at www.bossmanbranding.com or on my YouTube channel at The Sipping Tuesdays. And also don't forget to follow us on social media at Sipping Tuesdays, as well as my personal page at Eleni Janice. So now that we're here, I just wanted to say Happy New Year. I'm super grateful to have you guys tuning in. I can't believe that in March, Sipping Tuesdays is officially turning 7 years old. I know I feel old, but I know that I always haven't been as consistent with you guys or with my content, but I just wanted to take this time and say thank you to all of my listeners, all of my sponsors and supporters. If you haven't yet subscribed to my new YouTube channel, make sure to do so. And we're also available on all streaming platforms. I can't believe that last year we reached 1,144 listeners. I mean, you guys, that's so amazing. Thank you. I mean, it's just super awesome to be a part of this wonderful community and do what I love to do and empower women one sip at a time. So on that note, today's topic of the day is how to step into your main character energy. Yes, so boss. Main character energy is best described as a characteristic that reflects on how a person prioritizes themselves and their own journey, their own mental health, and their own happiness. This energy is about recognizing your value, respecting your personal journey, and opening your arms to the good things that the universe has to offer for us. So when I began thinking about this term, I started thinking about how important it meant for me to own my calling, my gifts and talents. And that meant stepping into my purpose and my potential all the way. Becoming that it girl or that main character energy for me meant becoming the best version of myself. And not the kind of person that is shown to us through magazines or social media, but that person that was very deep inside of me. And one of the ways that I understood to become this person, I had to build better habits that would bring positivity into my life and get rid of all the bad habits, break any bad habits that held me back from reaching my full potential. I needed to know how to set goals and intentions, build new routines, and how to stick with them. And above all, I had to ask myself, how did I see myself 3 years from now? All of this plays a very important role because it's the basic for building yourself as the best version of yourself and knowing which direction to go when it comes to becoming the person that you envision. So guys, here are 10 steps you need to take to start stepping into your main character energy. Number one, start living like the main character in your life by living with purpose. As the main character of your life, one of the worst possible things that you can do is to let it pass you by and not walk in alignment with your true calling. That means living intentionally and putting your gifts, goals, and set of skills into practice. Living with purpose means to show up as your most authentic self. When you are in alignment with your most authentic self, then you are in that main character energy. Number two, set boundaries. While you're learning to be the main character of your life, you need to develop confidence and the comfortability in setting boundaries with other people. You know what you want and what's important to you. So never settle for less than you know that you deserve. And be okay with removing things, bad habits, or connections that don't allow you to become better. That means aim higher, envision the life that you want, and raise your vibration. Number three, be an enthusiast. Get excited, especially about life, about waking up in the morning to a day filled with purpose, people, and passion. The things in your life that you don't like, Love them. Be thankful for them. Like, for example, I hate folding socks. Like, that's one of the worst things that I hate to do. It's just too many. I mean, I have like 6 people in the house, so they get lost. And for me, that's like sitting there for days, sometimes even weeks. And I really don't like to do it. I wish like I had a robot to just, you know, get it done. But I had to understand to switch my mindset by just being grateful that I get to fold socks instead of having to do that. So just be grateful. That is when you're in alignment. When we are in alignment, you know, we change our mindset, and mindset is everything. You won't always be able to change your circumstances or even predict what's going to happen. But if you can master this mentality, you'll have the success and the reward of abundance. This doesn't mean that you need to know what you want. It just means that you need to know the things that you love, and you need to let yourself love them. Number 4, prioritize relationships. When we think of main character energy, it sounds selfish, doesn't it? But understanding what it actually means now is to be your best self and appreciate the relationships that you have in your life. Good people are hard to come by. So when you find them and have them in your life, fight for them, cherish them, experience them, because experiences are fun, passions are exciting, but people are everything. Connections make life worth living. So make these an absolute priority in your life. Number 5, don't live in fear of failure. If you're going to be the main character of your life, of your story, of your own movie, this is one thing that we need to get clear right away. The fear of failure isn't just a fear. It's a paralytic. It will take you down and hold you there. It will keep you from trying, learning, and living at all. The bottom line is this, that in order for you to get to the place that you want to be or reach the success that you want to accomplish, you cannot refuse to take risks. It's just simply not possible. You have to believe in yourself and have the confidence that you need to accomplish whatever goals and intentions that you have for yourself. Number 6, embrace your imperfections. The truth is that we can't be perfect. It's not in our DNA. All we can be is human. All we can be is ourselves. The sooner that we learn this, the freer that we are to actually come to understand and pursue the things that are of value to us and connect us to each other. Embracing our imperfection simply means to own that this is our journey and do it with intention and doing with what you can and with what you've got. To be the main character of your own story, you have to remember that your uniqueness is a gift, and recognizing that is what it means to be truly alive. Number 7, practice self-love. One of the things we often forget is to be good and patient with ourselves. When we are in the process of changing habits or creating new ones, don't be so hard on yourself. Love yourself for who you are and appreciate your efforts. Changing your lifestyle takes patience and commitment, but most of all, self-care. And it's so important to understand that when it comes to practicing self-love, we have to create a routine that is based off all of the things that make us feel like ourselves and bring us this light back into our souls. Number 8, let go of external validation. Stop letting other people control your decisions and start trusting your intuition. This is something that oftentimes we don't realize we're doing, but so many, many of us do it. We constantly look for external validation, especially with social media. How often do you get a second opinion from someone before you make a decision? How many times do you double check with someone to make sure the decision you're making is the right one? Or you go and make a post like, hey guys, should I wear this one or should I wear that one? Like, just do it. Like, I mean, I understand if you're doing things for content, but you know, don't forget to just be yourself and trust yourself, trust your intuition, because that need for external validation and assurance from others before you make a decision is actually holding you back from strengthening your intuition and becoming that main character. Number 9, set intentions and take action. If you want to become the main character of your life, then it's time to set intentions and take action towards achieving what you set out for yourself. And lastly, number 10, romanticize your life. And we're going to touch a little bit more about this subject on my next podcast episode that will be airing February 13th at 9 a.m. Central here at Sipping Tuesdays. So guys, notes, here are some notes for, like, you know, for today and today's message. Having the main character energy means to, number 1, living with purpose. Number 2, set boundaries. Number 3, be an enthusiast. Number 4, prioritize relationships. Number 5, don't live in fear of failure. Number 6, embrace your imperfections. Number 7, practice self-love. Number 8, let go of external validation. Number 9, set intentions and take action. And lastly, romanticizing your life. Main character energy is not being selfish nor faking it till you make it. It simply means that you own your individuality and you are the protagonist of your own story. To be the main character of your story, it's a mentality thing that has been planted centuries ago from within you. So stop being this side character or this people-pleasing person and start setting healthy boundaries. Treat yourself like someone you love. Forget what people say or think about you. Know yourself, love yourself, accept yourself, know your worth. Don't be afraid to take your path alone and walk in confidence. Grow through what you go through. Embrace your existing qualities. Listen to your intuition more. Do what makes you the happiest person in the world and make your mental health a priority by living in alignment with your values and your true purpose. We have only one life to live, guys. So go do some epic shit. Yes, that we should take a sip on. With that being said, that's it for today, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in and sipping along with me. You can find today's notes on our Instagram at Sipping Tuesdays. And don't forget to check us out on our vlog next week on our YouTube channel. And I'll also be sharing some visuals on today's notes on there. I love y'all so much. Sending y'all love and light. Cheers.